Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 342 for Thursday, April 9th, 2020. This is Brian.
Good luck with that. This is Lisa.
So, you know, we've been on quarantine here for the last couple weeks.
Yep.
And I'm not sure, but I think I'm starting to, like, do some weird things in isolation here.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I had a conversation with a spider.
You don't like spiders.
He seemed like a nice guy. He wants to be a web designer.
So quarantine has not improved your jokes. Good. Way to go. Thank you.
I like that one.
Usually you say that was good, right?
That was good.
No, it wasn't. All right. So
all right, well, here we are.
Here we are. Is this week three of me being home?
I believe it is, yes.
Okay. How you doing with that?
I'm eating good, so there's a plus to that. No, it's nice having you back. Nice having you back.
You're only saying that because I'm sitting right next to you. And
well, Eric could edit this out, and
He could. He won't, though. So, all right. What are we talking about today?
So I thought this week maybe we just chat about what's going on and what maybe we've done in the past week. We should mention that the Faber-Castell sale, 25% off, is still going on through the entire month.
Yes.
Now, Faber-Castell is not shipping. not shipping until May.
So what we have is what we have.
Sadly, what we have is what we have, but we have a lot of good stuff. The 3D Croco, we still have some of those. Lots of looms, lots of Essentios, Andoros, all sorts
ink?
Of good stuff. Ton of ink. The 3D leaves was very popular. Gone. Everything else, you know, we've got quite a bit. So the sale's 25% off pens and bottled ink through the end of the month. So use the code FABER25 at checkout, that'll take 25% off that pen.
Awesome.
So what have you done in the past week? Now, last week we kind of talked about maybe trying to rediscover some pens or rediscover some inks.
So
have you done anything different?
I went down and I sorted through our Retro 51 collection.
Oh, yes, that's right. I forgot about that.
It was like, is this mine or yours? Mine. Is this mine or yours? Mine.
You did find one interesting one that I didn't know we had.
I did. I found a couple, actually.
A couple.
So that was good.
Okay, which ones?
I'm not telling.
Well, aren't we going to sell one? We're going to sell one.
One of the Sterling?
No.
Oh, we found a Flying Tiger.
Yeah, a popper, a limited edition popper, Flying Tiger.
Number 410.
Number 410 we found.
We're going to sell that. But
And it was open, which was weird.
We must have had
it
for pictures.
Must have been a picture or a demo or something.
Yes.
So we actually have that.
I've been doing a lot of cleaning and organizing. Our daughter is away at school, so it's just our son and Brian and I. And so I have been doing a lot of cooking and meal planning, trying to plan out the grocery store trips, which are getting more and more odd and, I don't want to say scary, but a little nerve-wracking. We've been taking a lot of walks. For me, all the fresh air is just so nice after being cooped up in my apartment and the Chicago store. I never had any time outside, so this is just heaven. I've been doing some organizing, which scares Brian, and we downsized our offices back in September, and so we brought a couple file cabinets and things into the house, and they never got, like, reassembled, so I'm working on making some better use of the space, and so every time Brian comes home from going to the store to ship, there's something new, different.
Well, you know, a lot of people are doing that. A lot of people are going out, taking this time to, it's finally spring-ish. It's 50 degrees out. It's nice. You can, you know, open the moonroof in the car.
You love that.
I love that. you know, even Dave at the store, he's cleaning out the basement when he comes home. So it's a good time to do those kinds of things. In the past week, last week I said I was going to put a new ink in my senior duofold.
You were going to use some Oroshi.
Yeah, and so I went to the office and I grabbed myself a little vial of Konpeki and threw it in there. It's a button filler, so it just unscrews, push it in. Lovely color. I don't know why I've gone without for all these years.
I don't know.
So, but that was my thing. I tried a new ink, and I'll probably do it again. This week. So
okay, I've got Chigurin in a Namiki Makie pen that I have had for years.
And you like it?
I do. I've always liked that color.
Okay.
I've got Sailor Ink Studio 162 in one of my pens. I've got
We've got a lot of Ink Studio. I might.
162 and 941.
Well, 123 is hot out of the gate. It's still hot, but 162 is kind of picking up steam. It's really the nice, the next color I think people are trying.
It's cool. It's different. Mm-hmm, it's kind of a sage green, but it darkens over time, at least in my pens. It's really pretty. So I've been playing around with that.
We should mention, since I'm talking about it, we made a trip last week.
We did. We went, it was a long day. We got up crack of dawn and drove to Chicago. I needed a couple things like slippers when I was coming home. I didn't bring slippers and we have hardwood floors, so I needed slippers. No, so we drove to Chicago.
We didn't go
slippers.
Just for slippers, but.
We did.
That was the sole reason. Now you're telling me.
No.
Well, yeah, if you come along, we can pick up some product from the store.
We pretty much emptied all the product from the Chicago store because Illinois is on official shelter in place through the end of April, which means I'm here at least until then. So we might as well bring everything else that we had. So there's, you know, more Rhodia paper.
It was about, three boxes of Ink Studio?
Yes, yes. Pretty much all the ink we had, all the paper that was left. Mm-hmm. When I came home, we had a car full, but now we didn't have much of my product. I did have some good food in the freezer, yeah. So we brought some of that home.
That worked out all right. So. This was a long day.
It was a long day. It was really weird to stop at, like, the big Oasis rest stop and have nothing open. It was like Kentucky Fried Chicken and McDonald's. Everything else was closed. Yeah. Very eerie and not much traffic on the road, which was nice for us driving.
It was great.
And the cities, the streets in Chicago were just empty. It was like a ghost town.
So anyway, we got a lot of product, brought a lot of stuff back through the website
slippers.
And your slippers. And so that was last week. And while you're busy cleaning the basement,
you stay out of my way.
Yeah, well, so
Ryan hides.
So when we had the vintage event, I was telling people, I don't think people believe me. They said, well, you know, when the vintage event's over, this stuff's got to go. We can't be sitting on this stuff. So hundreds and hundreds of unrestored pens. And last week I started listing them all on eBay. And they're starting to this week they're rolling through. So we've got auctions ending Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. About 17, 18 auctions. Yeah, they're all ending at various times. None of them are ending at the same time. So you can hit one and then follow the next one. But what's great is there's some really, really, really good stuff ending this weekend.
Now, since they're listed, you can't pull any back.
Yeah, I can't pull any of these. Okay, in fact, so I brought three trays here. In the lots that we're selling, they're lots of 7 to 10, usually a full slaughter tray of 10 pens, unrestored. They're going to have 14-karat nibs. The nibs are going to be good for the most part. I'm describing anything that's, you know, needs work, but... you know, you're getting a tray of 7 to 10 solid gold nibs. You got some great parts. I mean, some of these pens are completely restorable. I've got,
you just don't have time because
I don't
got
have time. I've got hundreds. I got hundreds,
hundreds
of even better pens that I want to fix. But you know, here's a tray here. It's Parker 51s and 61s. Here's a beautiful little, Parker 51 VAC Demi two-tone. I mean, this luster-like cap is perfect. Look at that. I mean, it's really unusual to have a cap that nice.
Before you wax poetic on every single one, this is an example of some of the other trays. This one, now is this, that's Carmine.
That's Carmine, yep. Right. Carmine Balance.
I always get Carmine and Rose Glow wrong, and the Rose Glow is far more
beautiful.
Special.
Special, yeah. So, yeah, I've got different, we got some abalone pearl balances in there. Really nice, you know, basically rotten for the
What's
40s.
The one you were jonesing over there?
So I've got this tray here, which is a tray of nice Watermans, including some nice flexible nibs. There's a couple of safeties in here, a 42 and a half, a 42 V, 42 and a half V, but there's some really, really unloved, I think. These unloved. Are great pens. These are great pens. People don't talk about them. Look at this Waterman. Gold-filled line cap. Beautiful cap. There's no dings, dents. Friction fit. It's got a big 14-karat nib on it. It's dirty, but this one, two-tone cap. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? And then this one is stunning.
Please buy them.
Big, big 14-karat 100-year nib. So really, really good stuff. I mean, this one's got needs a little bit of help on the cap band, but it's there. Good stuff. We've got probably 17, 18 trays going ending this weekend, and I am looking to add about another 20, 30 trays this weekend and the following weekend. So
that just makes me so happy. You know why? We're gonna get it out of the house.
Yes. Yeah. So, you know, there's some good pencils in here. We got a 51 pencil with sterling cap. So lots of good stuff.
There was a lapis pencil that was in one of the other lots.
Yep. Yeah, beautiful color. Yeah. There's some, you know, Schaefer's with gorgeous color.
Why is it, and I know the reason, but that, like, the lapis and the jade pencils, the color is almost always so much better than in a fountain pen.
It's always better than a fountain pen.
Yeah, why is
the
that?
The reason being that the outgassing from the latex sacs causes discoloration, right, usually in the barrel. You won't see it in the cap. That's why the barrels are always darker than the caps. So pencils, of course, don't have that. So if you want an example of perfect color.
So much better color, or it's more often better color.
You want an example of perfect color, what it's supposed to look like, you get the pencil, and then that gives you a really good guide. Yep. So
now we have exciting news.
We do. Oh my.
Well, mostly exciting news. The Platinum Curidas has finally arrived in the U.S. and has shipped to us.
I believe we have tracking, actually.
Yes, we do. So it'll be here next week.
I was about to think this was vaporware. This was never going to come.
It's been frustrating.
Yes.
I know it's been frustrating for customers. Trust me, it's frustrating for us too. It was supposed to be here in
It was supposed to be reasonably
February?
Quick. That's why we did pre-sale, because it was supposed to be, you know, it's coming out
February.
Real quick. Yep.
Then it got changed to mid-March, and now it finally just arrived in the U.S. The distributor
last week
did ship out to us, and so it's finally on the way. This is only a partial shipment of what the U.S. is getting.
So that's the good news.
The bad news is they did not ship any extra fine nibs.
Zero. There are no extra fine nibs coming to the United States. Nobody's going
to
get them.
So that's a little frustrating for those of you who wanted an extra fine. There's nothing we can do until Platinum Japan ships
Send them.
It.
Yep. Yep.
But we are getting
most of the fines and mediums.
A portion of our original orders, and when they come in, we will ship out what we get.
Basically everything that's coming in is going out. I think we're getting one extra pen, believe it or not. One extra pen.
So the good news is that they have arrived in the U.S.
Arriving.
They have been shipped to us, and then once we get them, we will ship them to you.
Yep.
But we did not get...
We didn't get everything.
No.
So there won't be anything extra, but just hang tight, and I'm sure that we will get something. Platinum's not going to draw this out too much longer.
I hope not. The distributor hopes not.
Yeah. So anyway, that's coming. We're excited. We're finally excited. We have seen the pen.
Our good friend
Terry got one in London a while ago, and we saw it about a month ago.
Yes, around Valentine's Day.
Yes,
he'd just come back, and you were there in Chicago.
Yep. So interesting pen, and I can't wait to see it. And we'll do a video, or we'll talk about it when it comes
in. We'll do
something. That's coming soon, so hopefully by the time this is done, you'll have tracking information. So
hopefully.
Them.
Yep.
What else do you want to talk about? So we got the auctions are ending this weekend. Everybody's asking about them. No, I'm not doing them singly, but we will have some single box.
Yes.
Boxes.
Box sets.
And I might do those maybe two at a time, because I've got
dozens.
50 maybe.
Dozens.
And those are all sorts of things. Box Schaefer's, Parker's, a couple really, really nice. There's a 52 and a half V Waterman set in the box.
Okay. I have you on video.
Yeah.
This is being sold?
No, it's being sold. Okay. Yeah, I don't want this.
I have to check.
It's perfect. and anybody who collects black hard rubber pens knows a perfect black hard rubber pen is not very common. And this is perfect black, perfect okay. chasing in the box with the pencil.
And you don't want it?
I don't want it. It's a 52.5 feet. It's a ring top.
Oh, okay.
Perfect chasing, but it's got the same number two nib as a regular 52. Right. Beautiful, beautiful set. So that's going up.
Cool.
Lots of cool stuff. So.
That's it. We've just been, honestly, I have gotten more sleep, which is heaven. And we're just trying to avoid watching the news and just try to be focused on taking some breaks, making sure that we...
Keeping our distance.
From each other?
No, just
trying to cope. You know, obviously it's a scary time and we don't know what's going to happen with the economy, with our company. I mean, mm-hmm. we're doing what we can to keep going and... keeping our people and just trying to stay busy, and we hope you are too.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody who's we're still shipping 5 days a week. So if your order comes in, we're gonna get it out by the next day.
We're trying to stock up from all the companies, all the vendors who are still open and shipping. Even if it's just once a week.
We do have a couple vendors that are still shipping, so that's good. I don't know how long that's going to continue, but you know we're getting
trying to get what we can while we can.
Get what we can. So if you have any questions about anything, just give us a call. We can we might be able to swap nibs on something, or we can check and certain companies like we say are still shipping, and we can see what they have. For you, so we're doing a lot of that for folks, trying to get a new pen while they're stuck at home. So
I've been journaling and I've been using my Hobonichi.
You've been using your cousin? Good for you. Good for you.
Not you?
No. I take it with me every day. I look at it every day.
Next year, you're not getting one.
I'm going to, we'll see. If I use it more times this year than last year, does that qualify me?
I guess that
okay.
does.
Okay, I'll count the number of pages.
All right. Anyway, I guess
that's
it.
I think that's it. Everybody hang in there. Stay safe. Thanks for joining us.
We'll talk to you next time.
We'll talk to you next time. Follow the blog and all that stuff. Interviews, like this, subscribe to the channel, and... There we go. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us.